Welcome to the Spiritual Executive Podcast with Sejal Shah, here to help conscious creators thrive in the world of work. They find their bliss by allowing the best of themselves to shine. In today's episode, we're going to look at what's the value of ease. It took me a long time to come to understand and appreciate the value of ease. I grew up in a family where there was a hard work ethic. You applied yourself, you strived to do as much as you could to get further in life. The harder you worked, the more there was seeming merit. People would see that you would struggle at something and they would cheer you on. They would recognize the result. The contrast of it was that if I did something with ease, then it didn't seem to be valued. I remember my mum saying something like, "Well, you've just had it easy. And it's not as if your sisters had the same good fortune as you. You really just had an easy ride of it, and there's nothing much to say about it." So we see in our society a lot of praise for hard work. We get recognition for it, we get cheered on for it, and ultimately, here's the kicker, the result is the same if we had approached it with ease. We get the same outcome at the end of the day. So I thought it might be helpful to look at ease versus hard work and see if we can pick them apart in a way that's more helpful to conscious creators like spiritual executives. So what's the downside of each? For hard work, the downsides are you use up resources a lot more quickly. It could be time. It could be your personal energy, your thinking space, your opportunity to enjoy life. All of these can lead to early burnout. You get to your goal soon enough, whenever that is, but you don't really get to enjoy the achievement. If you feel spent in your efforts, then how can you really revel in it? And it takes a while before you have gathered up enough energy to pursue the next one. In contrast, what are the downsides of approaching things with ease? There were two ideas I came up with. One is, it's all about other people's opinions. Other people might not relish it as much or praise you if you do things with ease. And then, do you yourself value it less? The first you have no control over. What other people think or say to you, you cannot influence. And the sooner you get yourself off that hook, the more you will have the freedom to live your life on your values. When it comes to your own opinion of yourself, do you value it less? That is completely within your reach. So, as far as I can make out, the downsides of hard work versus a path of ease seem stacked in the favour of ease. Why wouldn't you want to do things with more ease? In my experience, being a conscious creator, ease is such a powerful tool. There's something very interesting about the way we sift through information. In any one moment, we're assailed by several thousand bits and bytes of data. There may be background noise whilst you're listening to this. There could be someone walking around in your space. There might be flickering of light. And then what are you feeling and noticing from what your hands are touching, how you're sat or stood, all kinds of pressure on different parts of your body? All of that is information that your mind takes in. But then how do you know what to focus on? There's a brilliant part of your brain called the reticular activator. And what scientists have uncovered is this part of your brain is used to filter out the relevant from the irrelevant. So that's why you could be caught in a crowded room, engrossed in a conversation, and yet several people along, someone could say your name and immediately your mind draws your attention there. The same happens to a mother with a newborn child. In her exhaustion, she may fall asleep in front of the telly that could be quite noisy and not stare. But the moment her baby whimpers, she's all attention to what is happening in the room. That is the reticular activator at work. So here's how you can leverage that for a life filled with more ease. Bearing in mind that you're going to get the same result, be it a path of ease versus a path of hard work. You can start focusing on what does have ease. I did this a while back in 2011. I had to completely rewrite my thinking, and I realized it could be a big task. It could be hard work. Clearly not the way I wanted to approach it. So I started the year, January the 1st, and I invited myself whenever I felt like it, how can I have more ease with this? It was a daily thing I would do, sometimes briefly, sometimes a lot more, where it felt better. I wasn't trying to push myself or force myself into a regimented change. I wanted this to be relaxed. And the brilliant effect of this was that I started approaching things with far more ease in my thinking. Instead of having to brace myself with how hard a project would be, I started seeing things in a different light. And the funny thing was, opportunities came to me that I'd not had before. So this was the year I got married, and I, like any bride, I had many things I wanted to get done as part of my day. And instead of trying to railroad myself through each bit of preparation, I would come to each activity with, does it feel easy to do it now? How can I bring more ease? And with that energy and mindset, I would then take the action that felt helpful. It led to the most superb day. It was memorable for all the right reasons and incredibly joyous. I have friends even to this day who speak about how touched they were, and they've never attended a wedding that was quite like that, that celebrated love and had meaning, but also structure, plenty of engagement and fun, playfulness. But it was easygoing. There was no pressure on anyone to be anything other than who they wanted to be. The funny thing was, I had more work than I've ever had prior to that time in my business. even a fortnight before, I had a very full workshop. And it just felt effortless to go about my work and enjoy my days. The day of the wedding didn't flash by like lightning. Most people talk about how fast the day goes. For me, I took every step forward and noticed things that still light me up inside with such delight. It was memorable for all the right reasons that day. And that year was memorable because it changed me profoundly. Ease is a significant part of the way I approach life. So, if you would like to enjoy more ease, here's my invitation to you. Ask yourself once a day, how can I have more ease in this? Whatever this is, and see where that takes you. Where you come across something that feels a bit difficult, pause, see if you can let go, and then come back to this question. How can I have more ease in this? See what ideas come up. See how it changes you. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. Please do join the sign up link to listen to future ones, and I look forward to helping you some more.